This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Time for us now at 7 after the hour to get into this past week's overview of what's in the news talk radio world. The DJV gang is here. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V for Victoria. We take this hour to review the stories that have been listed at talkers.com. The overview of the news talk radio world as they have, that's their business. They are listening to radio programs, talking to program directors and hosts around the country to get a sense as to what's going on, what the big stories are. So this is that countdown in a way with my own group. We also have a people list as well. Let's start number 10. We go from number 10 to number 1, cover as much of it as we can with some nuance, things that we've talked about ourselves on the program, or we've heard other people talk about, observations, etc. Number 10 is the overview of the weather in certainly the mid-south. The tornadoes, southeast part of our country, have been hit pretty hard this past, many communities this past week. Actually, the past month, wouldn't you say? You look back at some of the things in March were pretty wild as well. Not only April storms, but March storms. This typically happens at this time of year because there's a clash between its winter and spring coming together, and the air masses being cold in part of the country and warm in other parts of the country, and they clash and create the perfect storm, if you will. These tornadoes, some of them have been very violent and wiped out, four communities have been completely wiped out, haven't they, over the past month or so in some of these circumstances?
Yeah, it's been bad.
And we're not hearing about it. This is normally, this is one of those things that we would normally hear so much about, but because of coronavirus, we don't get that nationally.
Yep. And that could be the case with number 9 as well. This is Earth Week, and Wednesday was Earth Day. A lot of conversation. We were talking certainly here about planting trees and what it means, and a little bit of farm talk as well, because I think that's very appropriate because I'm a farmer and do a program called the American Family Farmer. What's going on, how growing is taking place, that sort of thing, the whole idea of oxygenation, anything green that you plant or that you have exposure, you should be thankful for, because, you know, when, remember the old Joni Mitchell song, pulled up the, I forget what the exact lyric line was, like, pull up the grass and put in a parking lot. And that's, you know, kind of something we would like to stay away from as much as we can, because all that grass and all those trees are, and I'm not one of these, I'm certainly not a, there are a lot of people who make this a religion. I don't find it a religion, but I understand how it works because I'm a farmer. And most people should be taught in early science classes, even in elementary school, how the planet works. Without water, without the trees, we don't have a planet. We got a rock. And so the fact that we have enjoyed part of the conversation I've heard this week, ladies, has had to do with the virus and how much cleaner the air is because we don't have industry. So then we get back to working. How do we mitigate some of the things that have created the pollution? You know, people keep saying, oh, electric cars, everybody's got to drive electric. Where do you think the electricity comes from? Until everything is solar-powered or wind-powered,
plant that builds the cars is solar-powered.
Yeah, is it good? Okay. So what about the electric plants that supply the electricity to... I just want people to realize that it's not a panacea. Yeah, well, the more the merrier. We've got plenty of sunlight. No reason why we shouldn't... The other thing about the panels are kind of ugly. Depending on, you know, you can see them. I know a lot of farmers who put them on their land because it's a way for them to make enough money to keep the farm going. And you see them on tops of buildings. I don't think they're so bad on tops of homes and buildings. Do you have any in your neighborhood? Oh, I don't know about Jennifer's neighborhood. They didn't even have electricity in Jennifer's neighborhood.
But. Oh, my God. Thanks, Doug.
Yeah. But in terms of, Victoria, you're in a, are there many apartment buildings?
Our apartment complex, no, but there are a lot of homes in New Jersey with solar panels. It's, yeah. Yeah, right. My cousins have it on their house. It saved them a lot of money. And I apparently, because I know Jen has talked about this in California, I guess it's not, if you try to sell your house or something, there's a complication with it. I guess in New Jersey they figure that out and it's not a complication.
What do you mean?
Jen had mentioned something. I think her fiance has solar panel on his house. And
if you sell a house, you have to pay off the note. That's in Massachusetts.
You do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you buy the solar, if you buy the solar for your house that you bought it, you've got to pay it off and just hope that you get it back in the price of the house. And the thing is that people who were early adapters, like Jeff, my fiance, that he paid a ton of money, and now he could probably get the same thing for a lot less. So that's a problem because he's got $50,000 in solar debt to take care of once he sells his house. That's a problem. But now with any new structure in California, they're requiring you to have solar.
Oh, there you go. Make sure.
Well, those solar tiles, the roof tiles that Tesla is making, they are absolutely gorgeous. They look like
they come
in different colors. Yeah. They look like regular roofing
shingles.
Tiles, or they even if you like the look of like a Spanish tile, like that like that blue tile that's on a lot of Mediterranean style homes, you can even get that, and it looks beautiful. It's amazing the technology. They've shrunk it down into a 4-inch by 4-inch tile.
Yep.
It's amazing.
It's the same thing as the technology of an iPhone. There's more computer technology in an iPhone than there was in the first rocket that went to the moon. Look at how they... Remember, well, you probably don't remember. I remember the first computers back in the 60s would take...
Sorry, my cat keeps rearranging things.
That's okay. It's fine, Jennifer.
Look, we're all in home studios.
That's
right. I
don't
know what her deal is today. She keeps batting things around.
Yeah, it's okay. Anyway, the little
comedian. This is
really
nothing important, so that's good.
No.
It was my solar panels that I had hooked up on myself.
Right. I lost my train of thought. Where were we on the...
You were talking about the first computers.
Oh, how in the late 50s, early 60s, when IBM created the first computers, they would take the whole building.
Yeah, it was one computer.
Right. And so now that whole building is encapsulated in your iPhone. Yeah, that's how amazing the world of technology has become. So they can, the point is that they'll be able to take these solar panels and make them smaller and smaller and become more productive as time moves on. Number 8 on the story list, according to Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, is the NFL draft. I must excuse myself from this conversation. The only NFL news I heard this week that made a difference to me was that Gronk is going to play in Tampa with the Brady.
That's the only news that matters.
Come on. It does seem to be the only. Yeah. I mean, anybody even know anything about some of these other players? It's not in our wheelhouse, but I just don't. Yeah, it may be important to some people, but it certainly is important.
It is important, and especially for anyone who's a sports fan. The NFL draft usually gets a lot of viewers anyway.
Mm-hmm. Live, usually. Now they've had to amend
it. It was on live last night, wasn't it?
It was on a bit last night. Well, everyone's at home. It's kind of funny, instead of being in suits and ties in Radio City, they're all at home.
That's what I'm getting at, is typically when I mean live, everybody's in the same room together, and that's not happening anymore.
Mm-hmm. No. All right. In a moment, we'll start to really drill down into the top 7, which all have something to do in some way, shape, or form to the virus. I'll explain my philosophy of what's going on here, and the ladies can bring us up to date on some of the other things. We're putting the pieces together of the story list and the coronavirus impact on what we're talking about here. As we continue on this week's Talk Radio Review, I'm Doug Steffen at 15 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck paycheck from your job and you make at least $30,000 a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Electric scooters have exploded in popularity around the country, and at least 10 national companies have emerged, renting the scooters by the hour in many cities. They're called micromobility companies, and they're growing quickly. But in Connecticut, any industry growing that quickly and making profits that impressive offers an opportunity for regulation. Sure enough, the legislature passed a new law this year, subjecting riders and owners to a slew of new state regulations. They also made sure to allow local governments to add even more regulations. Riding a bike or a scooter requires common sense, the most uncommon thing in our culture, but it does not require government regulation. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
What's that saying about you can't pour from an empty cup? You have to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. And if losing weight is on your take care of you list, then this is for you.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitriol and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
I've been on Calitriol now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. No more pain in my feet. My back feels great and just awesome. It's the best thing that I've ever taken. I've tried it as a market and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
I've used Calitriol for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16 and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Now is the time to put your health on your to-do list. Check out Calitriol at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, back into the fold here. The charts of the week of April 20th to the 24th are what we're discussing. Jennifer Horn is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan, we're all on it. Number 7 on the list is the psychology that's wrapped around trying to deal with this issue and what's happening to people who are losing everything. They have no money. They have no means. How many people are on unemployment now? 30 million? Around the country, and these were many people work week to week, paycheck to paycheck. You don't have any money. Okay, where's the $1,200? I haven't seen $1,200 yet. Anybody seen their $1,200 yet?
We got our stimulus direct deposit, last week.
Mm-hmm. So what happened to me? I didn't get mine.
I think you're probably on the written checklist, right? You're waiting. No, my parents haven't gotten it either.
I get my monthly Social Security thing is a direct deposit. I would have thought they would. And I get my farm $89 farm subsidy.
Kept everything going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I kept the farm. Yeah. It was fabulous. Yeah. Exactly. So, what you can imagine, though, the psychology of what happens to people. And so, I bring around, maybe thread this through the conversation. I'm beginning to think that this may be one of the great hoaxes of all time. I said I wasn't going to use the word hoax, but one of the great.
I hate that word because it just discounts the lives.
Yeah,
that
it does.
Lost.
And that's why I said I don't want to use it.
I think maybe not hoax, but one of the most ginned up reactions. How about that?
Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
I think the reaction has been appropriate in places
some
like New York and New Jersey.
Yes.
And Connecticut, parts of California, LA,
but it's been way overwhelmed.
But the damage, the economic damage, the psychological damage, the physical damage. Look at the number of divorces. Good God. I looked at a stat the other day. How many people are getting, like 6% of the number of divorces has increased in terms of sheer numbers. The volume is up 6%. Now, it doesn't seem like much, but think about how many people are married. The 6% of the marriage force is thinking about getting a divorce. Wow. That's pretty damning about marriage in general, I guess. 21 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now with our overview of the hot hits in talk radio for this week. The DJB clan is here. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. We're up to number 6 on the countdown, the top 10 items. Number 6 is a focus on our relationship with China. My feelings are so, I don't want to diminish everybody else's, and I end up taking all the time. So I'll let Jennifer and encourage Jennifer and Victoria to take a swing at this before I go off.
Bring business back from China. Do you want me to do it that way?
Yeah, that's
take
a good
it anywhere out of, yeah, put it somewhere else.
Any place but China.
Reopen the labs in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico needs the stimulus for the economy. You know, Costa Rica also used to make a lot of generic drugs when that became legal. The certain amount of time that a prescription drug has to be on the market, I think it's 10 years or something like that. Maybe it's shorter now. And then the generic form can be made. And Costa Rica used to make a lot of those generics. And then they all of that business went to China. Ireland has amazing high-tech labs that could use more work. And so, I think there are a lot of options to take it out of China.
We forget. In America, we forget, and we get a little bit arrogant that we're untouchable. And then when something like this happens, and I tend to agree with you, Doug, I think our reaction has been grossly overdone. But that being said, when something like this does happen, and we go, wait a second, where's our medicine coming from? Where's our protective equipment coming from? Where are the masks? Where's everything? It's all being made in China. So now we have to rely on
another country. So now we're paying the piper.
Who's not our friend to save our life during
I think it goes further than they're not our friend. They're our enemy. And I think that what's happened this last week or two or three with the Russians and the Chinese and the glee that seems to be coming forth from the Iranians with the Western world suffering the way that it has, they don't give a damn. In China, they care about their economy, but they don't give a damn about the millions of people that have actually died there that they're not even talking about.
They don't care about their own people at all.
Here's a story that I read. You know, we love to talk about misinformation campaigns when it comes to Trump and 2016 and all of the emails and the social media posts. Do you know that China also launched a fear campaign within the United States?
Oh, I wanted to talk about that.
Scare the heck out of people?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yep. There was a whole thing this week that was unfolded, what was learned about China and what they're doing on the Internet and with social media. Basically, they're the reason behind a lot of the fear. And a lot of the stuff that we've done has been based on what we think. And a lot of the stuff that we're thinking comes from social media.
Well, and it also
bastards.
Is filtering through the World Health Organization.
Yeah, they're no good either.
And so, yeah, I mean, they're doing China's bidding for them, and so they're using them as a mouthpiece to spread misinformation.
And I'm not on the political side of this, but I will tell you that I agree with the Trump on a couple of very important things this week, and one of them is our reaction or relationship with the World Health Organization. We need not to be, as long as it's so obvious what they're doing. The fact that they said that this stuff, the reason that we're upset about it, if you didn't hear, I'm sure you did if you're paying attention, they say that this stuff came from animals. And
that's what they're sticking with because they have to.
Right.
Because if they don't, they're opening themselves up to lawsuits. We already saw the state of, I want to say, is it, it's not
Nebraska, I think it is.
Michigan. Minnesota?
Mississippi.
Anyway. Some state already sued China for this. And so China's saying, oh, that's a ridiculous lawsuit. And that's why they're doubling down on this came from animals. We didn't do this in a lab. Because if they did create it, then they're completely culpable. So, and every country in the world can sue China for negligence.
But the best way to get at them is, A, don't pay. If you borrowed money from China, don't pay them back. What are they going to do? And the second thing is, don't take your businesses out of there and let their economy collapse and help our economy. It's time. I'd like to see Trump and other leaders become a little more forceful in this and bring through Congress all these incentives. I mean, real action here to bring all these businesses back so that even the greedy people that run some of these big corporations that only are concerned about the bottom line will think twice about going back to China. I think that's something that really needs to be pounded home.
That'd be great if that happens.
And you look at stuff you buy and don't buy stuff from China. Top five coming up as we continue on the
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration says it has a new way to test for the coronavirus.
The FDA approved the first at-home COVID-19 test kit.
President Trump speaking alongside FDA commissioners. Stephen Hahn explains how the LabCorp kits work.
With a doctor's supervision, a test can be mailed to a patient, and the patient can perform the self-swab and then mail it back and get the results after that time.
Most coronavirus tests require a swab taken from the back of the nasal cavity or throat. At-home kits could pave the way for large-scale testing and keep health workers at a safe distance. Nearly 2 months after ending his presidential campaign, Mike Bloomberg is again rolling out his huge personal fortune. He's now spending millions of dollars fighting the coronavirus with a variety of local and international initiatives. This is USA Radio News. More than 50,000 people in America have died from the coronavirus, and the economic hit on the nation has been huge, with no real end in sight. But a few states have been taking steps to try to start reopening some small businesses. Alaska and Oklahoma are two states that are trying to allow a few places to open. The most controversial state is Georgia. WJAX-TV's Megan Moriarty.
Georgia is now one of the first states in the country allowing some businesses to open up shop during the COVID-19 pandemic. And while some are taking full advantage, others are putting on the brakes.
Just kind of came up so fast when Governor Kemp said that we could open on Friday.
The salon chairs at On the Green Salon are empty for now. Mary Rose Canistero wants to open but is still prepping the place to meet the restrictions in place by Governor Kemp's executive order.
Wearing gloves, masks, hand sanitizer at every station.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Now back into the story fold here. Charts from Talkers Magazine. You can see them at talkers.com. You can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television there. All About Talk. Michael Harrison and his crew do a great job of culling all of the nonsense and getting down to the root of the conversations on the News Talk Radio circuit around our country. So we have the top 10 stories that are listed there and the top 10 people. Mostly we don't get into the people because we don't have time, but I'll give you the list anyway. At number 10 on the people list from Talkers is AOC. Number 9 is Nancy Pelosi. AOC is Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. Mitch McConnell is number 8. Leader, I don't even want to give his name, the leader of China is 7. Joe Biden is 6. Dr. Rick Bright is 5. Brian Kemp, Carolyn Goodman, and Ron DeSantis are at number 4. Andrew Cuomo is at 3. Dr. Fauci is at 2. And Donald Trump is at number 1. Okay, I guess that's appropriate given what's going on. All right, so number 5 on the list, the story list, has to do with the stats, the projections, things that are going on, where are we going. I think that New York plays a role. Well, I wonder if you would comment on this because you're closest to it, Victoria. You live in New Jersey. So Governor Cuomo announcing the state is working with its two neighbors, normally the tri-state area. You know, there's a big connection, strong connection, obviously, southern New York to New Jersey and Connecticut, mm-hmm. launching a contact tracing program. So what would statistically that look like? Tracing,
well,
testing, isolating people.
Tracing people who have tested positive for it, and then trying to figure out kind of the spider web of the people that they've been in contact with. And so it's an ambitious plan, but it makes a lot of sense, and this is kind of what
they've
done.
How would it work? Do you know? Is it clear yet how it would work?
I don't know specifically how it would work. I think that
they're surveilling the disease, I think, and then they ask people to write down all the people that they may have come in contact with, and those people are contacted, and then there's a whole other stage of those people having to contact. I mean, it's a tough process, but I think for most people who are staying indoors, it's a little bit easier. Imagine if they did this without people staying indoors. Can you imagine all the people you come into contact with?
Well, they're going to run into that problem, too. There are a lot of people in New Jersey who, for whatever reason, political or otherwise, I don't know, who have not stayed in, and there have been a lot of problems with that. So it's an ambitious thing. Mike Bloomberg
he's paying for it.
he's donated $10 million to it.
Yeah.
And, well, he's got the Bloomberg, the Bloomberg School of whatever it is, the medical is school at Johns Hopkins, where he went to school. So, they're all working together on it. They said there's going to be like 35,000 medical students who are going to be part of the tracing army.
Yeah.
So, and this is, this is not a new concept. This is what they've done in South Korea. After SARS, South Korea, they knew how to lock this down. That's why we've seen they tested more than anybody in the world. They tested in South Korea, tested everybody, multiple times. But see, the other part of the problem that we're still learning about this virus is people who have tested, who had the virus, tested positive, had the virus, had mild symptoms, and then went about their lives. They're still testing positive. So the antibody thing is kind of interesting. I don't know if the antibody theory works if you are still testing positive for it. I don't know. But, my in-laws, they tested positive for the virus over a month ago, and they just had a second round of testing this week, and they all still are positive. So that's a lot more than the 14-day quarantine, where supposedly that's enough to be safe. But if my in-laws hadn't tested positive again, they would probably think it was okay to go back out into the world. And we now know that they're still contagious and they still have the virus well over a month. So it's kind of, I don't know, there's still a lot to learn.
So many people, I think, at the beginning of all of this thought that once you were diagnosed, that it was a death sentence, and that the minute you had it, you were just going to keel over and die. But what we're finding now in New York and L.A., where they've been doing these antibody tests, is that hundreds of thousands of people have had this and didn't even know. They thought it was the flu, or they thought it was allergies or a cold even, or maybe nothing at all. They just didn't have any symptoms.
Well, the dangerous part is those people come in contact with the vulnerable population, and then that's why we're seeing so many older people who are passing away from this. So that's the scary part. It's just the unknown.
Yep, it sure is. All right, so we've got a couple in the statistic department. Interesting reality here is how people are buying their food or doing shopping. Instacart has hired 300,000 workers to meet the demand for grocery deliveries.
And
now
they
want to hire another 250,000 workers to meet the demand. So this is one business that is offering full-service shopping that has done very well in this circumstance. Too bad it took this to do well, but it's a great idea, a great service. They have posted saying they will reintroduce a wait list for applicants in areas where they have enough workers to satisfy demand to ensure they are balancing how many workers it brings on. But you're out of work. And there's another way. Farmers are looking for help and going, in fact, to the unemployment office because there's been a snafu in getting some of the people that come from other countries to work on farms for obvious reasons. So now there are a number of states that are encouraging farmers to go to the unemployment line and see who is there that they can use. People that work in restaurants, people who are anybody.
But where is there an actual line? Everyone does it online, like online, not like standing in a line.
But you can go to the office and say, we need people. Can you refer us to some people that would be good and would looking for a job? Or they can post in their local, on their local media, that they're looking for work and all that kind of
stuff. New Jersey has a website that's just dedicated to job openings right now. It's a new jobs portal, like a pandemic jobs portal. And I think they have like 50,000 positions open right now. Really? So, New
Walmart,
Jersey has
I know we say a lot about Walmart, but they've hired like 50,000 people, Instacart, Amazon. There are companies that are hiring right now.
Yep, that's for sure. All right, so there's that in the health care universe, number four on the countdown. What has been more interesting, well, there certainly are a lot of people that are eager to get the health care system back to working. So you can see your doctor, you can get, there certainly has been a lot of telemedicine practiced, but you still have a lot of people that need to have operations. Cardiologists want to be able to get people into the hospital if they need an operation. People have been concerned about going into the hospital because they're afraid of getting the virus in the hospital. And I think that's probably a pretty real threat.
It is,
But it's time for us to get these hospitals and doctors back in operation. Do you ladies agree?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And look, yeah. You know, we've talked about this, and clearly, you know, we know Jeff, Jen's fiance, is mm-hmm. very, very close to this and works for Kaiser. And so, you know, I didn't know this until this all happened, that the bulk of the profits that hospitals make is from elective surgeries. And taking that away has bankrupted a lot of hospitals. So,
right.
And not only
yep.
that, but people being out of work, they're not paying their premiums. And what about the surgeries that aren't considered elective, that are considered necessary but have been put off
right.
because of this? I mean, many hospitals in California are just sitting empty, waiting for people to come
yep.
in, and
well,
they're going to need a bailout. That's
in my opinion, in my mind, this is all part of the Chinese plan to bring us to our knees, to bankrupt businesses, bankrupt the country. So that we
you know,
are
I know a lot of economists have said that that it's not going to be, you know, that they've been talking about the shape of what this curve will look like. So some people said it would be a V, meaning like we were riding high, we have a super low, and then it's going to be a super high again. And then other people say, yeah, it's going to be a W, you know, everyone's got a different letter. I actually do think that we're going to have a very quick rebound in certain sectors.
I think you're right about certain sectors.
Travel,
hospitality, retail.
Hospitality,
yeah.
Hotels, you know, restaurants, and I think people are just have cabin fever, and I think that restaurants are going to bounce back really quickly, and they deserve to. They've been hit so hard, and so I don't know. Maybe I'm just too optimistic, but I think we're going to bounce back faster than what was projected. And you know what? F you, China. So that's what I say.
Well, you heard it from the horse's mouth.
Take
I think
that.
I agree with that.
Take
F
it, China.
You. We all chime in with that one. And then with this, I want a quick anecdotal reference to the Harvard Healthcare Center that got, what was it, $8 million or something? Or I think it was more than that, wasn't it? Yeah, right. They sent the money back. And we looked at this with regard to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse and some of the other big companies that have gotten federal emergency funds. No. No.
I mean,
no,
I feel for the Shake Shack group.
There's a different way. There's a different program.
I feel for the workers who are out of
work
there. Yeah, so I'm not being insensitive and saying only small restaurants deserve to be, you know, to be helped. I because people are people and they're working in the service industry, so
yep.
I don't differentiate. But you're right. The program needed to be different. It needed to be separate. If you're on the stock exchange and you're a publicly traded company, you have options. Clearly,
yeah.
The Danny Meyer Group, they said right away, oh, well, we're going to raise $75 million. We're going to sell our stock back to the shareholders. Okay, well, then that should have been your first action, not applying for these loans and
taking it
from other people.
And this just shows you how the banks have bungled up the rolling out of the Paycheck Protection Program. They favored their customers so that they could get the biggest amount back. I mean, they're
right.
making commissions off of how large these loans are.
I didn't have much trouble with my little bank getting the money that I needed.
Well, that's the thing.
You're lucky.
The little banks are different. The big banks
yep.
were prioritizing
they know their customers.
Certain companies
Your
over
bank,
others.
Wells Fargo, they suck. They're
and they got,
do
sued. They got sued
yeah.
because they were shuffling people around.
Yeah, yep. They deserve to get sued. And they deserve all the bad publicity they get, even if they're advertisers here, which they have been on time. I don't care. I just think they're awful. We're sort of ensconced in this discussion about the impact of the coronavirus, and that pretty much takes up all of our time. But there are other things on the story list this week. To wit, I'll give you the top 10 in order from 10 to number 1. The tornadoes and weather in the Midwest and the Mid-South and the Southeast. Big topic of conversation. It would be more important if we didn't have the virus to deal with. Number 9, the celebration of Earth Day and Earth Week. Number 8, the NFL draft. Who's been talking about that? Well, the Sports Talk Radio people need something to talk about, so that's why that's important. Number 7 through number 1 all have to do with the virus. Number 7 is the psychology of how we're communicating. Number 6, our relationship with China. Number 5, the stats. What are we living with and what do we have to deal with? Healthcare issues. Number 4, the presidential race. Number 3, our civil liberties in focus with the virus. Number 2, and the economy is number 1. That's the list from Talkers Magazine.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. As with most organs, there are not enough lungs to meet the need for transplantation. Part of the problem is that about 80% of lungs from deceased donors are deemed unusable.
Sometimes the lungs, after brain death, become flooded with fluid called pulmonary edema.
Dr. David Erasmus is medical director of the lung transplant program at Mayo Clinic's Jacksonville, Florida campus, where there is an effort to restore those lungs.
Lungs can actually be taken from the donor, and they can be attached to a ventilator outside of the body, and a blood substitute or blood can actually be circulated through the lungs, and then these lungs can be evaluated to see whether these lungs would actually be suitable for transplant.
Dr. Erasmus says this isn't new thinking. The process has been in use, but only on a very limited scale. The hope is to perfect it on a scale that could help all those who are waiting for transplant. For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Joel Streed.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limit.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The other list from the folks at Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison and his crew, has to do with all the people that play into the stories. So this list has value. Number 10, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez and her politicizing pretty much every breath she takes is a political breath. That may be said for Nancy Pelosi, who's 9, and Mitch McConnell, who's 8. And the leader of China, number 7, maybe same can be said for him. Joe Biden is 6. Dr. Rick Bright is 5. Brian Kemp, tied with Carolyn Goodman, number 4. Mr. Cuomo, the mayor, I'm sorry, well, was he a mayor? No, he was never the mayor. He was always just a governor. In terms of his political career, he says that's as far as he wants to go. Doesn't have presidential aspirations. Andrew Cuomo, number 3. Dr. Fauci is number 2. And Donald Trump is number 1 on the people list at Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com, you find the list and all kinds of other things that will help you understand what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Couple of more minutes here with Jennifer Oren, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on our overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine this week. The situation with the government and its relationship, the federal government to the states to the local to us. Mitch McConnell says states ought to declare bankruptcy. I don't know what, first of all, you can't, but I don't understand what that does.
Well, he wants to change the rules to allow for that.
Oh. Okay.
Well, he certainly got a verbal lashing from Governor Murphy from New Jersey and Governor Cuomo in New York, because that's just a ridiculous statement. I understand that some states like California are not maybe using the money appropriately, but
what do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean that's
you let New York go bankrupt? Like what? Yeah. New York puts so much money into the national economy. It's ridiculous.
You can't keep bailing people out. I mean, it's not an endless hole that we can just keep pulling money out of. And the thing with California, most people believe that they won't reopen until they get a federal bailout. It's going to be an extortion of the federal government so that it can fix the pension problem that has plagued the state for 10 years. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's one state, though. I don't think that this should be a blanket proposal, then, for every state. So each state is different. And, you know, I don't know. California, I understand, is probably a mess there. But I think it's
California is
such
terrible leadership. It is a mess. The state's a mess. Because the people that run the state have got their head firmly stuck someplace where there's no sun. And
well, if Kentucky, let's put it this way, I believe if Kentucky was in danger of filing for bankruptcy, I don't think Mitch McConnell would be so cavalier. Oh, yeah, just file for bankruptcy, why not?
Yep. Well, the economy, which is number one, that's part of the reality. What are we doing to save the economy? Which is a question we won't answer for a while yet, because this thing hasn't begun to dissipate the way it needs to. Thank you, ladies, for being here. The Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to look back over this past week, get the five top stories from the world of technology. Tech Talk time. Number five, number four, three, two, one. Here we go. Victoria Keelan's job as the tech translator. Isn't that the new word? We've got that for you. The tech translator. Number five, as a sign of the times, excuse me, remotely getting married. Good God. You spend the first night two different hotels. What do you do under this?
No. Zoom weddings, hashtag Zoom weddings, are a thing. And Zoom funerals, sadly, are also a thing, a big thing right now. But the state of New York has actually said that people can get married over Zoom or FaceTime, whatever you want to use. And so the reason is that there were so many, you typically have to be in person in order to get your marriage license. So now that has been waived, and you can go through Zoom or through FaceTime. You can virtually meet with the clerk's office. You can fill out your paperwork, and that person can now give you your marriage license. And one step further, people who get married at City Hall in New York City or State of New York, but in New York City especially, City Hall marriages are every day. Thousands of people get married. And so now that can actually happen as well on Zoom or on FaceTime. And, of course, this is, like you said, it's a sign of the times. And so the death toll in New York is over 13,000 people have died now from this virus. And so they want to keep, you know, county clerk's offices. They want to keep everybody at home and keep everyone socially distanced. And this is it's the new way to have your wedding move forward. Your family can watch and everyone can check in and see how the wedding ceremony is going. So you'll see lots of this. And we've been seeing a lot of this on social media already, but I would also expect that other states that have been hit hard by this, California, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, this is probably going to be the new norm for a little bit, and yeah. Zoom weddings, Zoom funerals, so It's sad, but it's the best that we can do right now.
Number four, AT&T is making something free. It's free.
Yes. AT&T is giving tens of millions of eligible customers who are already using their internet, mobile, and video plans free versions of HBO Max when it launches on May 27th. This is a hotly anticipated streaming service, HBO Max. And so if you have one of AT&T's unlimited elite wireless plans or their internet plan, you will get a you will get this free service for a minimum of 3 months. If you're on a lower tier, you'll get 1 month free, and you can. And if you don't qualify for it, on May 27th, HBO Max will launch at $14.99 a month, just like all the other streaming services. But if you do qualify and you are an AT&T customer, you can go onto the website and you can see how long you'll get the free HBO Max. But it's pretty cool, and it's definitely a perk worth checking out.
All right, this is for Kara Schillen, who's leaving us. A way to curb loneliness.
Yeah, three Cornell students have spent more than a year developing a platform called Zing, and it basically uses an algorithm to connect students on their campus who felt isolated. But now, because we're all isolated and in quarantine, they have developed a new app called Quarantine Buddy, and it uses machine learning. It's an algorithm, and it strategically ranks and then outputs the best possible match for each person based on your background and interests. You take a survey of 10 questions, and then it will hook you up. They have 15 different countries, and so they will match you up with a quarantine buddy, and you can have some online chats with some new friends, which a lot of people who are feeling so isolated and you know, people who can't see their families, it's a cool thing. Plus, if you do have a little extra time, it's also nice to join Quarantine Buddy because you can be someone's buddy and reach out to someone who is feeling isolated. So it's a really, really sweet project and a great example of how the computer coding can actually do good for the world.
Number two, Facebook in the news.
If you are planning a protest in a state that has a stay-at-home order, like California, New Jersey, Nebraska, New York, Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, don't use Facebook to promote your protest because Facebook will take it down. Anything that goes against a state mandate, Facebook says they will not let you use advertising on their platform. So your post will be taken down.
Zingo. And number one, a problem for people who have applied for the SBA loans.
Man, as if small businesses haven't been hit hard enough, nearly 8,000 businesses who filed for disaster loans on the Small Business Association website had their information leaked. And so the SBA is now offering free credit monitoring for a year. If you did apply for this, go on to the SBA site and see what they can do to protect your data.
All right, there it is, a list of the top five items from the world of technology this week. Victoria Keelan at the helm. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.